What I want to ask you is why people are attracted to horror fiction.
Oh, well, there are a million answers. One would be that people desire extremity of circumstance in perfect safety, so that they can feel all sorts of dangerous and despairing and frightening moments without in the least being in danger. That's okay, but that is very closely, and it's undoubtedly true, but it's very closely allied to a point of view of genre writing that I instinctively dislike, which is that its point is to allow one to escape from the circumstances and situations and feelings of daily life. That's a very easy position to hold, and many people I know, writers, take that position. But it seems so reductive to me. I think it's far more, in my case, I think it's far more about engagement, about actual experience instead of simulated false experience. Mm-hmm. I think it's about discovery. This sounds very pretentious, I think, but it's about discovering one's ability to feel in certain ways and deepening and widening one's emotional experience by that means. It took me a while to arrive at this position, and the purest example of it is probably in the throat, where I really knew that I was dealing with grief. And there's the grief of the death of a remarkable woman, and the grief over the encroaching Alzheimer's disease of a distinguished older man. And one is supposed to feel these things very deeply, and one is also supposed to feel that man's grief at the loss of his daughter. And I thought I did that. I thought I did that well. Also, all the stuff that's purely autobiographical in me, that comes from grief for oneself, for a version of the self that had been violently killed early on in life. I went far afield with my answer to your question. historically, people have enjoyed the Gothic for a long, long time. And it does give one a kind of surreptitious thrill. It's titillating. But there, at its best, there's an undercurrent of unease. And unease is never not worth experiencing. I think unease is a genuinely perceptive, accurate response to the underlying structures of the universe. Right. It's not, I don't think we're safe. I don't think the world cares about us.
Is that a scientific point of view or a personal?
I think it's just a realistic, moral point of view. Uh-huh. That we don't understand everything, and if one feels perfectly confident and at home in the world, one is to some extent fooling oneself.